In 2013, Congress authorized the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian to establish a national veterans memorial for Native Americans. The Alaska community consultations of that national effort wrapped up last week. KTOO's Trip Krause has more.
More than 86,000 Native Americans and Alaska Natives served in the armed forces in World War II and the Vietnam War, and about 31,000 currently are active duty, according to estimates by the Department of Defense. Eileen Maxwell is a spokesperson for the National Museum of the American Indian.
Native Americans are some of the most patriotic Americans in this country. And when their land is under danger or siege, they are the first to sign up and to volunteer and to make themselves available to protect our homeland.
An advisory committee and the museum have been conducting community consultations to seek input and support for the memorial and to find out what Native veterans want to see in a national tribute. Maxwell says that Native Americans have served in the U.S. military since the American Revolution. Alaska Native veterans, community members, and museum representatives met recently at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau. Ozzie Shakely was one of the attendees. He commands the Southeast Alaska Native veterans and has researched and presented on Tlingit Code Talkers during World War II.
There wasn't really recognition about the Indian people through the wars.
The Code Talkers were trained Native soldiers who sent unbreakable codes based on indigenous languages.
So to me, it's like our people, help of our people shorten the war. So I really feel that we're a big part of, especially World War II.
The museum estimates the budget for the memorial at $15 million, which includes long-term maintenance and associated educational programs. Construction and implementation will be about half of that.
There's 33 different tribes that are putting their ideas together. We just want to make sure that everyone who is in the service is recognized.
Shakely says coming up with a unifying memorial could prove difficult.
So we just know that it's going to be hard for them to make a choice because they're meeting with all the tribes. And, I mean, it's a small area they're going to be using. To me, it would be good if they recognize every tribe that there is. But because it's going to be a small area, they can't do that.
He says one idea is to include the various Code Talker medals. Congress recognized 33 Native groups in 2013 for their efforts during World Wars. Shakely accepted the Congressional Gold Medal on behalf of Central Council of the Tlingit Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause.